Cress, 1901, circa.
My dear brother Cress, I would be pleased to have a long conversation with yourself and wife, Sister Irwin and her husband, together. I hope you will, with brother and sister Burden, blend together. And I write this extra few words to you, my brother, to keep having faith in God. Believe that He will strengthen you and make the atmosphere pleasant and cheerful, because the windows of the soul are kept open heavenward. I am glad there is an orchard where you are, for some out-of-door exercise will do you good. Not that exercise which would agitate and overtax, but that change which will be a blessing. All the patients who can have something to do out of doors that is interesting would be benefited. Some lively, cheerful exercise is of great value in procuring health, and you have a precious prospect of out-of-door labors. Study and lead the patients to live out in the open air as much as possible. If ministers and writers and physicians would preserve health, they must understand the need of keeping an equal balance between the physical and the mental system. I believe the sanitarium is just where it should be. You will now be favorably situated to attract the minds of the patients away from themselves. This can be such a good place to discipline the patients. Give each something to do, and the exercise will help them. This will be amusement and sufficient to give exhilaration to the mind. Some can be employed when work is pressing that will earn for themselves something if they are too poor to pay their way. The Lord will help you, but do not overtax your strength. This is my greatest fear for you, but I do entreat you will be wise and not overtax yourself. If things sometimes go rough, you have experience where to go and take it to the Lord in prayer. But let the soul strengthen itself in God's way. I will have something to write, if I am able, to send to you from Oakland. Maggie has come for this scribble.